Pittsburgh Post-Gazette editorial cartoonist Rob Rogers has announced that he will be taking time off until the paper resolves a two-week-long dispute over his cartoons. The paper has not explained why it has rejected much of his recent work, but the cartoon's absence is prompting questions about a shift in the newspaper's editorial direction. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins reports.
Rob Rogers' cartoons have been published in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette for over 20 years, and as any cartoonist can tell you, some friction with editors is part of the job.
You know, every cartoonist, we butt heads with our editors all the time.
That's Pat Bagley. He's the president of the American Association for Editorial Cartoonists and has been drawing cartoons for nearly 40 years. But he says he's never seen a situation like the one unfolding in Pittsburgh.
Every newspaper cartoonist has an editor, and rarely do my cartoons get killed, but it happens. This Rob Rogers thing is kind of different because it's kind of a blanket thing.
Between May 24th and June 5th, the Post-Gazette only published one of seven cartoons submitted by Rogers. It did publish one this Tuesday, but on Wednesday, Rogers announced on Twitter that he would be taking vacation days until the issue was resolved. Rogers has declined comment, though he planned to speak on CNN Wednesday. But in a Wednesday morning Facebook post, his significant other said that he's had 19 cartoons rejected since March. Previously, she said, editors would only reject two or three a year. March is when Post-Gazette publisher John Block named Keith Burris the editorial director of the Post-Gazette's editorial page. Burris also presides over the editorial section at the Post-Gazette's sister paper, the Toledo Blade.
I've never met Keith, but it appears to me that, you know, he's the publisher's fixer. He's the one who is going to engineer whatever changes the publisher has in mind.
That's Tom Wasileski, who headed the Post-Gazette's editorial page for 12 years. He says it's probably no coincidence the controversy is unfolding now. Earlier this week, Burris told KDKA-TV that the dispute was a personnel matter. He did not respond to multiple requests for comment from WESA. But Wasileski says he could see the changes coming in late 2015. He remembers a meeting he had with the publisher, John Block, where Block told him the paper might support Donald Trump for the GOP nomination. Newspaper endorsements and other editorials are typically written by a board made up of Post-Gazette staffers, but the publisher has the final say.
And I said that, you know, John, that would really be startling to our readers because we take positions on, you know, a whole slew of national issues that are not on the same page as Donald Trump. And the publisher said at that point, well, you know, you have to start turning the editorial board members and their views on those issues toward the way Donald Trump sees things.
Wasileski told the publisher he wouldn't do that and says he knew at that point his career at the paper would end. He took a buyout and retired a few weeks later, after 33 years at the Post-Gazette.
How do you turn on a dime with that just because the owner of the newspaper is enamored by a presidential candidate? I mean, it's totally upside down.
One editorial board member, Dan Simpson, left the board just last week. He told WESA that the board's political environment was a key reason for his departure. Other than Burris, there are only two editorial board members now, down from five when Wasileski stepped down. Nolan Rosencrantz is the president of the Toledo Newspaper Guild, the union for the Toledo Blade. He says that in Toledo, Burris reliably carries out Block's wishes, and Pittsburgh can expect the same.
Keith is much more in line with both John politically, but also in the belief that it's the publisher's paper and he can do what he wants.
That sometimes causes controversy. In January, Burris wrote an editorial that defended President Trump's use of profane language to describe African nations. That editorial got national attention, but Block and Burris had little to say publicly. Rosencrantz says the silence is conspicuous.
The fact that Keith and John wouldn't publicly comment when there was controversial pieces on their opinion page, I think that's an abdication of responsibility here.
But he and Wasileski both note that the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette is, after all, John Block's newspaper. Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.